this contemplative worship service in the style of the community in Tizay, France. We welcome those of you here and those online. If you are online and would like to prepare, we could say that you would be invited to get some oil. It could be olive oil, some sort of oil that you have in the kitchen, and either a Q-tip or a cotton ball, so that during the healing part, you might anoint each other. Meanwhile, we are here at this celebratory Juneteenth, where we remember Jesus reading from the book of Isaiah, where he said he came to set the captives free. And so we mark this day as the day when those early 150 years ago, slaves were freed in Texas. And we remember that all of us have captive qualities to us, whether they are physical or mental or emotional or sometimes even spiritual. And we remember that Jesus said, "I am come to proclaim release to the captives." And also want to remember one of our staunch supporters of Tizay, Martha Likens, who passed on May 27th. Martha, when she could get around, sat over about the third or fourth pew and was here every time the doors opened for Tizay. When she couldn't get around, she prayed for us. And when we were able to be online, she would watch and pray. And now we know that she is praying from the beyond. And thank you for that support. The music is repetitive because it quiets our monkey mind, the one that's always telling us what to do and do it now, that we don't measure up, or that we're better than everybody, or whatever the egoic mind comes up with. So we sing over and over and let those words sink deeply. You may sing in English or Latin, if Latin is not something you find easily, then be free to sing in English, even if we're singing in Latin. Later on in the service, I will talk about the healing and healing section, but now we will begin with the first song.
Thank you. A prayer by Brother Roger of Tazay. Holy Spirit, consoling Spirit, with you we discover that we are never alone, and you sustain within us a constant communion with God.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another.
Thank you.
Silence is one of the ways that we get closest to God. So we're going to enter into a time of about 10 minutes of silence in a moment. But I thought I would get us prepared. One of the things that I do is to ask you to think about whatever you're sitting on. Maybe it's the floor, maybe it's a chair or the pew, and just notice how that is supporting you. You may notice how your bones are just resting, your sitting bones just resting and being upheld by the floor, the chair, or the pew. And the rest of you then can release any excess tension. Notice your breath, how it moves in and out on its own. You don't have to change it. You just notice it. And that place where we have been tested for our temperatures for a long time now, right above the nose and the eyebrows, right in the center, we bring our awareness to that. It is a place of wisdom. And we're going to follow that straight back into our heads, about midway, in just our imagination. And then we're right above the spine, and we're going to use the 7 cervical vertebrae to move into the heart space. So we take step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. Step 5, step 6, step 7. And now we enter the chest, which is the home of the physical heart. The heart space itself extends as much as 3 feet in all directions. If the space above our nose and eyebrows is the wisdom seat, the heart is the seat of compassion. So now we have joined compassion and wisdom so that we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. Here is the space where our soul, our divine self, resides. This is where we meet God. All of the people that we have known and loved and will know and love are present in this great company. We are never alone. The great company of heaven is here, and all the great cloud of witnesses. So in these next few minutes, your mind will try to distract you. So we're going to use the 4 R's of centering prayer as a guide. The first one is resist no thought. Thoughts come, just let them come. Number 2, though, is retain no thought. So that means if it comes, don't hold on to it. Number 3 is react to no thought. So don't judge yourself for having a thought. Don't judge the kind of thought. Just simply return, that's the 4th R, to a sacred word of 1 or 2 syllables. Some people use the name Christ or Jesus. Some people use love or joy or peace or anything that you can use as a placeholder that brings you back to the stream of thought, and just keep letting it go. And we will do this for the next 10 minutes. Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray, and he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." So we come to this part of the service where you are invited to pray for yourself, to pray for a situation, to pray for others. We are at the doorway to God. We are standing right in front, and our needs are known, but we are also asked to ask. So we believe here at West End that healing happens on many levels, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. That it happens in relationship with self, our true self, with others, and with God. And that healing brings peace. We believe healing is different from curing, but sometimes the two go together. The model for prayer for us is Jesus in Gethsemane, who asked that the cup would pass, but then bent himself to God's will. So we ask, we're bold to ask for whatever we need or want. And then we say, "God's will be done." I will be over at the prayer station to my left, your right. And if you want to come for prayer and anointing, those of you that are online may anoint each other after you say your prayer. You can take your thumb and dip it on the cotton, and you can make a vertical line for the Father, dip it again horizontal for the Son, and then I just touch the intersection of the two for the Holy Spirit. Let us continue our singing and praying.
Thank you.
As we go forth from this place, touched by the Spirit, filled with hope and peace, and maybe joy too, underneath the burdens we bear, know that you are always companioned by the Holy Spirit, that you are never alone. And as you go out into the world, you bring light, and the Spirit will guide you in how to do that. Go in peace.